When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard. And I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Go ahead, break it down. Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
All right. We're already into this Microsoft show, and we missed the Starfield intro and some other stuff. Running late.
For all forever in the sea of the damned.
But worry not.
To save the pirate life.
Because we're still doing this.
You must start by saving the life of one.
Okay, here we go. Oh.
Well, hello.
Hello. Hi. Sorry for the late start here.
That's fine.
Jonathan, I'm going to send you this thing. I don't know if you... Did you see the Starfield thing? I missed all that.
I did.
Yeah? Did it impress you? Are you like, no big deal? Like, how you feel? How do you feel?
Because of the treasure Jack stole.
I don't know. They need to show more.
They need to show more of that?
Stopped.
Okay.
This world will sink.
I'm sending you
shadow.
Video.
This sea
in our
holds
tradition.
Many secrets.
Yep.
And feel free to do whatever we did last time.
From what I hear of this so-called
Oh, great.
Sea
they're bringing Jack Sparrow into the thing.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Bloodthirsty mermaids.
I mean, here's the thing. This had me excited when I heard the yo-ho, yo-ho of Pirate's Life for me. I was like, okay, branding it with, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
Probably pretty cool, probably pretty smart. And then Jack Sparrow showed up, and I was like, no, I'm not.
Perfect time to use these cannons.
Not really into him. I still say the best water in all video games might be in this game.
I mean, by all accounts, this game is extremely good and has become something really special.
Why don't we play it sometime? We should play this.
We should.
I feel like we owe it to ourselves. Give it a shot.
I don't suppose, by chance, there's a second one of those?
Oh, Lord.
It doesn't help that it's not a good Captain Jack impression.
No. But also, I just don't know that that property is...
The Sea of Thieves, eh? Bring me that horizon.
It strikes me as it's not the hot property that they think maybe it is. I don't know.
No. I mean, I think they could have gotten probably more traction out of tying it to the Disney ride than the movies at this point.
I do, too.
But also, they've got that Margot Robbie one that's coming out. Yeah. I'm more interested in that than I am.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Good point.
Yakuza.
Yakuza. 4, 5, 6. Including. Is this a new one?
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, good. They're coming to Game Pass. Is that coming to Game Pass? Is that what they're saying? Because I'm ready for that game now.
I think that's what they're saying. Reputation
is. I've been wanting to play that. If Yakuza
shows weakness, it's great. He's
done. Yeah, I've heard nothing but good, so I want to play it finally. A friend! I want that weird shit like this. This is so what I want.
It's so good.
I meant to pick it up, but I never did.
What the?
Happy birthday!
Just the concept is so dumb.
This is amazing. I need to play more of this game because I didn't see half that stuff that I really like. Oh, available today.
Available
you can
today.
Play that today.
Oh, my God. I'm downloading it now on my phone. I'm preloading it. All right. What do we got here? A whole bunch of things. Oh, no. A thing. Oh, it's the battlefield there. Now, what if they announce here that this is coming to Game Pass? That was my prediction. Is that the next battle pass?
I mean, the odds are pretty good. They said we're going to be showing 30 games, 27 Game Pass day ones or something like that. So.
Oh, that is good odds. Those odds are good. Why can't I see you? You're a little quiet on my end. I have you maxed.
Oh, okay. Let me get closer to the microphone.
Oh, that could be it.
How's this? Is this better?
Much better. Right on the money.
I was kind of hanging out in casual E3 mode. I'll get into serious E3 mode.
Ooh, look at you. It's almost like you're here. Now.
Yeah.
You know, I admit, we talked about this on the show a little bit. You're not really a shoot other guys kind of guy.
No, but I do like big scale battles like this.
Yeah.
There's something about where it's not like, hey, you're the cool soldier who's going to do the soldier stuff to save all the other soldiers. When it's just like a big battle, like Planetside and
right.
Battlefront and all of that. Like, I kind of like that stuff. I don't know where I'm going to land on this. I mean, I would definitely be more interested in a... another one of the Star Wars ones, but...
Yeah, or a more far-flung future, like the Battlefield 2 game, or whatever it was back in the day, was 100 years further than this, even. This is only, what, 20 years away? Conceptually?
Yeah.
I think that's just too
close.
Yeah,
I mean, basically, they set it to a point where it's like, hey, we can have you fight whoever without offending people.
Right, right. And it had mechs. This doesn't have mechs. So I'd like some mechs, please.
Can I ask why there is a velociraptor vomiting pixels?
Oh, this is a Twitch thing. I don't know how to turn that off. We're on the Twitch one because they promised there wouldn't be any takedown.
Is that how they're getting around it? They put a velociraptor vomiting over all the gameplay and that...
Turned it off. I think that's them saying, ooh, the chat room's on fire or something. I don't know.
Oh, okay. We've reached velociraptor vomit level.
Yeah, which is what we were all aiming for in the first place.
Yeah, truly.
Chat room, thanks for being here. I apologize for the lateness. We had FilmSack go over. And
so, how was your day?
Hurried as fast as we could.
I have something to share.
When is this, my birthday?
We're having a baby.
James McAvoy. Willem Dafoe.
Like what's going on? I feel like we've seen this trailer all this time at every E3 for the past 3 years.
But there was never a cast. That's cool. Or they never talked about it. Oh, and this is coming out this year, so I'm still interested. A lot too,
but I am too. But I'm not wrong, right? Like we saw this last year, maybe the year before that.
Yeah, 2019. I want to say we might have. That's like us having a fever dream but Ubisoft didn't show like 3 things this year that they've been touting for like 4 years. Psychonauts
headquarters. Speaking of games that I've been hearing about for a very, very long time.
Yeah, here's one for you. I'm ready for anything. They have a chance to... This could be the rival to that... the very well-received new Ratchet & Clank business. In terms of, you know, like, oh, on Xbox, there's this. It's now a Microsoft property.
Yeah, I didn't love how this game played, and I think that's the thing that holds it back the most. But as far as, like...
The first one, you mean?
World building and creativity. Yeah, the first one. Yeah. I'm afraid that like, this game is just insane. It's extremely creative. It's extremely interesting. Always remember how to roll with it.
Fidelity-wise, this doesn't look as good as the one I'm referring to, but it just has a chance of being a big deal. There's some people I know who still think the first one was their favorite game they ever played in their life.
It was really good. I don't think it holds up super well. I tried to play it again not too long ago and was like, I don't know.
I'm going to ignore that last part.
Yeah, I'm not sure it holds up in a way that you like it. I think Bo forgot about us this morning.
He might still be asleep. I don't know. Who knows what Bo's doing?
Yeah, who knows? He beats to his...
Bo is a mysterious entity that lives a life adjacent to the rest of mortals.
This is usually the moment when I say hello.
That's right.
And welcome to the Bethesda E3 Showcase. We love that we can share the stage with
Xbox. Who's this? This is...
And whether you've known Bethesda...
Pete Hines.
Oh, Pete Hines, duh.
...or just getting to know us, we couldn't be happier to bring you the latest on your favorite games. We started this showcase with my good friend Todd Howard, who gave you a first look at Starfield. Along with Bethesda Game Studios...
So they really are mixing the two. I mean, they're Bethesda and Microsoft really doing this together. I knew it was in the name, but...
So rest assured.
Yeah, they did confirm, too, Starfield is going to be Xbox exclusive.
Yeah, I saw that.
10 more titles to
I'm stoked about that.
For a total of 30 Bethesda games.
Oh, my Lord. That
includes several id Software games, like the award-winning Doom Eternal. If you're looking for another reason to play it, Doom Eternal will be optimized for Xbox Series X and S on June 29th. Powered by id Tech, this next-gen upgrade will be free for everyone who owns Doom Eternal. And on Series X, it will offer improved visuals at 60 FPS with ray tracing, a 4K mode, and an optional performance mode up to 120 FPS.
Ooh.
Or maybe you're in the mood for...
My TV will do that.
...Skyrim, which marks its 10th anniversary this November. We can't celebrate it without you, so share your favorite Skyrim memories, stories, artwork, and more on Skyrim10.com. Or explore...
My favorite memory is how it came out 10 years ago, and you're still talking about it.
Everything you love about
Leona Dion, you don't like how it's Xbox exclusive, but I think that's PC also for Starfield, right? But just through, you know... Game Pass and wherever Microsoft sells it. Popular games
on Game Pass. I don't get... So, here's the thing. I'm not trying to throw the chat under the bus. But when Sony is like, hey, Last of Us Part 2 coming out on our PlayStation, nobody's like, what? It's exclusive to PlayStation?
Yeah.
But now that Microsoft is like trying to build an exclusive library, everybody's like, I don't get why they have to make it exclusive.
Yeah, you can't have it both ways. Yeah, you can't have it both ways. You gotta accept. I agree. You gotta accept that for what it is. What is happening here? Is this 76?
Yeah.
The faces don't look great. Should all be wearing helmets. Your faces are dumb. The most important thing is finding... Look at that muddy face. That has gone missing and returning them home. Ooh, Captain America unit.
So it comes to this.
I'm Steve Rogers.
Combined Captain America and Iron Man into the wave.
You are no paladin of the Brotherhood.
No, some Sony people get so weird about it because they'll say that on one hand, and on the other hand, they'll say, I'm mad that they're bringing some of their games to PC. The future of Appalachia. Well, end of the world. How do you want it? I'm not complaining. That chat room, I'm not going after anyone in there. That's not my point. But just kind of the overall like attitude is just a strange one. And I love Sony games. I'd love it if more of their exclusives were less exclusive. But this is a choice. Microsoft bringing Starfield to PC. Do you know what that means? That means it'll be on Steam. It'll be on Epic. It'll be on their own store. It'll be on Game Pass. It's just not going to be on PlayStation.
Xbox exclusive is actually far less exclusive than a Sony one.
Yeah.
What the hell was that?
What is this? Expedition it looks
Squad
bad.
Delta, report. Over. Squad Delta, what's going on out there?
Why does that look so shitty? This is like a cutscene from StarCraft 1? What is this?
I don't know. It doesn't look good, though.
It's more 76 stuff, probably. Yeah, it's more 76 stuff. That did not look good in the helicopter. This stuff's fine, but... I mean, it's a last-gen game. It's a on-running series. It's a, you know, a service, whatever.
Welcome to the pit.
Where's the pit? The pit. I've heard good things about it.
The pit was, you could go there in Fallout 3, right?
Yeah, Fallout 3 had it.
The Elder Scrolls Online from ZeniMax Online Studios has now surpassed 18 million players and shows no signs.
Oh, they're talking about the second best dragon MMO.
The best MMO, but maybe equal dragon.
I'd put it, it's definitely in the top three MMOs.
Okay, you know what? Fair statement. Fair statement. This Tuesday, the game will deliver. Oh yeah, Tuesday they're getting console enhancements. I got a copy from Bethesda. I'm gonna try it so we can talk about it on the show. Because I'm just curious about what that means. Look at that dragon, badass. Oh. Do you see that dragon?
Oh no, I was looking at the chat at the time.
Oh, you missed it.
It wasn't stand out enough to make me look over.
It was really a cool. It was a cool dragon. Really.
Was it? Would it have changed everything?
Yeah, I think you may have. You may have had a real. No, see, look some more. Those are good.
No, that was a shit dragon when I saw it.
Dragon beef alive and well.
Like,
everybody.
I usually do think the dragons in Elder Scrolls look cool. I'm simply making the argument that you can look different from that and still be cool. There's more than one cool dragon out there. But that dragon was not a good dragon.
That's a fair point.
It looked like when Rose is on the Titanic and she's on the front and she throws her arms back and is like, I'm flying, Jack. It looked like the dragon was doing that. That's what I saw.
Fair enough. You can like both dragons, Vocal Martyr, because we actually both do too, but we're just having fun.
It's a new.
It's for entertainment. With new. You didn't hear that from us, though.
Now, nothing is off the table. Winning the battle will take a new breed of fighter. Wait.
What is this?
This looks like that one game. Like a sequel to that one game.
Yeah, that game that where you hang on to each other in their hands and you're all floppy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that was funny to watch. I don't care who you are, that was...
I mean, that's what these games are. They are extremely funny to watch. Yeah. They are goofy to play.
Yeah.
It's just dumb. It's just good, dumb fun.
It is good, dumb fun.
Although, for some reason, the stream that I'm getting from you is now frozen.
Oh, completely? Like, not moving at all?
Yeah, not moving at all.
Oh, there is a thing. Stream is currently has reduced it. Let me redo that. Sorry. That's really weird. I had a problem with Bo as well, but it wasn't this. Is it not coming through? Can you hear me, John? I better restart Discord. Discord's farting out on us here. All right, let's figure that out. Hold on to your butts. Hold on to your butts. You guys got your butts? Hold on to them. Discord might be croaking out. Okay.
Oh, there we go.
There you are. All right. Discord might be in overload town.
Try and stop me.
All right. So let me reshare the window. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Twitch gaming. Resolution, that's fine. Okay. There you go. That should work. Did that work?
It did. I got it.
All right. Well, we just missed the Hades coming to console business, so that's all that was.
I mean, hey, everybody should play Hades. That's my recommendation. That game is truly amazing.
Full agreement. I thought it was already on Game Pass, but I guess that's PC.
I don't think it's... I don't think even on PC it's Game Pass.
Yeah, Game Pass on PC was already, and then... Switch and PC only, I guess, yeah. Okay, cool. I think PlayStation's getting it also. All right, here's... This is called... Saturday Afternoon at My House. What is this? I don't know what this is.
It's called Traffic, am I right?
Yeah. Oh, it's another one of these dark side-scrollers. You know the kind. Where you push shit around and solve some puzzles.
As long as it's not all the way up its own ass, it seems like it could be fun.
Tell us more about how you feel about Inside Out or whatever the hell that was called. Inside?
That game was some bullshit.
Yeah, you were not happy about that.
That game was a game that was an hour long and somehow it spent every 10 minutes going, "Aren't I an indie darling?"
That's good, though. I don't know what... Somerville. Who's making that? I bet it's
it
the same.
It looks like it's by the same people.
Yeah, it makes me wonder.
I would have thought they would have said, from the Indeed Minds
this
that brought you Limbo and
of
Inside.
Xbox. And the 20th anniversary of Halo. To our millions of
maybe
passionate
they heard,
fans.
They heard your review and went, you know, we got to pull back a little.
We wouldn't be here without all of you.
Our goal has always been to bring players together.
All right, so we're
together.
Getting some Halo
and
shit.
For the first time, we're thrilled to offer our entire multiplayer experience to all players across Xbox and PC with no barriers. Halo Infinite
imagine
multiplayer
if they'd have been this smart
will be free to play. And
10 years ago
of you than
about
ever
this strategy
to become a Spartan.
It is the Limbo and Inside people.
I'm excited
it
to
is
be here with Joseph
yep,
Staten.
It 100%
the
is.
Damn
Halo
it.
Infinite. From helping craft the original Halo
make a
combat
different
evolved,
game
to leading the fan favorite Halo 3
I mean
ODST.
I whatever I know people
Joseph
see, why is
a Halo
on the screen again?
It is so great to have him back with Halo.
Can we kill this?
Thank you, Bonnie. And hey everybody. For us, and
we're constantly befuddled by strange lizards
and wonder.
How do you get
about fighting
it?
To keep humanity safe?
Click the visible thing.
It's in a beautiful
off.
And mysterious.
That's on now.
Sci-fi.
Turn it on and then turn it off.
I did. It just
this
it
is
still
just
stays.
One part of the Zeta Halo ring, the largest, most wide open environment we've ever built, and we can't wait for you to.
I don't know. Just I guess we just have to live with this lizard.
Cancel. I don't want to. Chat room. Can I get rid of it? No, it's
the
on
more
the
you mess
screen.
With it, the angrier it gets.
A part of
it's
Halo
just.
Is Spartan 117, the Master Chief. In the next chapter of the Chief's story, you'll face
it's
his
on the video, not
yet.
A. It's not part of
but
the. It's not a plug-in.
You're not alone in the fight.
That's worse.
The batteries are shut down. We're stuck out here.
What are we going to do, Master Chief?
Oh, is this? Are we watching? Was I getting distracted? And now we're getting to see real shit.
Yeah, we're doing Halo now.
You have one bullet against an entire army. What can you do?
Well, now your stream has you. Stopped for me.
Has it?
It's enough.
Yep.
It really
oh,
has.
Oh, nope, it's back. It's okay. Back. Okay. It froze for a minute.
Okay. Oh, Master Chief, what are we doing? Is this water or space? Okay, space.
I think it's space. I need you to Master Chief can survive in space.
There's not much time.
Is that Cortana?
Oh, I hear Cortana.
Yeah, she's like, say my name and I'll tell you what the temperature is outside.
She's bad, though, right? Like, isn't well, that what happened? She
I
turned
thought,
evil?
I thought the last Cortana bit, she just died or disappeared or...
Well, yeah, but then they did another Halo game after that and she was bad.
Oh.
What happened? Where is Cortana?
The rogue AI known as Cortana is gone.
You're right.
She's been deleted.
How? By you?
Of course not.
Dude, he looks good.
Did
look
you
at
hit
his
your
armor.
Head or something? Don't you remember? My instructions were to enter this installation, imitate Cortana, and lock her down for retrieval. Yours were to take her back to the Infinity for deletion. So if it wasn't you,
I'm your personal fluffer.
Okay, then.
My name's Mortana.
Or something else.
Mortana!
On successful deployment, my deletion
additional
is
Tana.
Complete. Still here.
She's plucky.
Good.
Good?
Something stopped your deletion. We need to find out why.
Well, that's good to hear his voice, isn't it?
But this wasn't the mission.
The mission's changed. They always do.
Are you sure?
Master Chief Skin and Destiny.
Fortnite.
Uh-oh, now he's got her in his
head. He is in Fortnite right now.
Yeah, I was going to say he's totally in Fortnite.
Of course, you can't have a Halo game without multiplayer. And on Xbox Series
sure
X,
could.
You'll be able to enjoy infinite
You could do it. People get mad, probably.
Yeah.
But, you know,
so
people got
to.
Mad because you wanted to make exclusive games for your console you want people to buy. So
multiplayer season and infinite story-driven campaign will launch together this holiday.
A new day Morning John is my favorite John.
A new generation filled
I love it.
I, by the way, I did not get very much sleep last night, so...
Yeah.
Might be showing up in some ways today.
I got garbage sleep, so I don't have a baby I can blame it on, though. You're lucky. Oh, grappling hooks make everything better.
No scope.
Can't wait to get my ass handed to me in this game.
You know, I don't need an announcer doing all the terms that we came up with for this stuff.
But like double kill.
Well, no, that's fine. Like Kilimanjaro, like that was there. But like somebody yelling no scope when they no scope somebody, that doesn't need to be an announcer.
Oh, I agree.
That's something that you say.
Yeah, that's something you say and annoy me with, not the game. I'm with you. Dude, look at this business. Grapple check? Oh, boy. That's a D&D thing to say.
Hi, everybody. I'm the guy that knows all your terms. If you crouch and stand up over a body, I'll go teabag them.
Teabag! I mean, this looks like a... Oh, is that a mech? No. It's got like a little Titanfall business going on there.
The flag is ours.
Dude, I have to say, I do like Halo as a multiplayer game. I don't like the jumps. I never have, because I feel like I'm floating everywhere. So here's hoping I don't feel like that all the time. Because I'm in otherwise.
Skulls. I like the multiplayer, too. Like, I do get excited for this. I enjoy Halo multiplayer. I'm excited to see what a modern-day Halo multiplayer looks like.
Yeah, I'd be into it as well.
I mean, I guess it has existed because they've been making Halo games for a while now, but I was so disappointed with 4 that I didn't play 5, so it's been a long time for me, so...
Have they announced yet that they have hired someone to put some actual aesthetics into the ugly black box? I disagree. I think the Series X tower is badass.
Evil has served.
That's an insane take. I think that thing looks cool. It's great.
Wanders in the east.
Is this Diablo? Is this what the remastered cinematics look like?
I don't know.
At all costs.
What is this?
This is Diablo.
That looks redone. It is Diablo.
It is 100% redone.
Oh, I might play this on console. I might want to be on my couch. Coming to Game Pass. That'd be fun. Cross-platform progression. Do you see that?
That's nice. I'm good with that.
That means they made friends with Blizzard. With Big Blue Storm.
Oh, shit. I like that potion sound. It's one of my favorite sounds.
One of the great sounds of all time. That looks so much better than the old thing. It's striking once you see it.
Yeah.
Ooh, shit.
Your
too late.
Why, that was Diablo himself.
Diablo.
The primeval.
And I survived this game. Surprise.
But it will be your great...
Look at Tyrael. Look at him.
Wrong voice.
Look at him.
This is the wrong
voice. Before he was just a dude that ate too much.
He had a voice, though, that was different, and it bugs me. I like the new voice. I'll admit it. The old one's dumb. Oh, trailer. Or some more of those redone scenes. Oh, this is a choppy stream. Don't be choppy. Oh, this is a different game.
From all of us.
I'm going to refresh this, John.
Okay, refresh it.
Because they're
refresh
clearly,
away.
They're sucking it right there.
I think it's going to bring and back our raptor friend, though.
Oh, this is it's BG3, right? Baldur's Gate 3?
Is it?
I could be wrong. We don't know what this is. Ooh, right ahead. There's something... Ooh, it's Natalie Portman or something.
Yeah, something tried to get Natalie Portman, the game.
Hey, it's one of those little pig kids from Sweet Tooth.
The Netflix show.
I really like that show, by the way. It's great. Oh, Plague Tale. What's this? Requiem. That looks good. You know I like my fantasy, my RPGs.
Did you play the original Plague Tale?
Never did. Never played Plague Tale. Is that a good game? Plague Tale was amazing, says Chad.
I never played it.
Kind of want to know now.
It rings every hour, señor presidente.
Oh, great. Didn't get enough of this yesterday.
Hola,
no. Here's more of it.
Mm-hmm. I recognize that voice. Let me ask you a question. When I am dead and Yara is burning, what exactly is your plan?
Will they sink my voice to my face?
No. Sing songs around the fire?
Sure, I know just the song.
The Ubisoft original is a weird term.
Time you learn about resolver, Danny.
Who else would it be?
To take down Castillo, a guerrilla needs the right tool for the right job.
I think they just called you a tool.
Yeah.
Keep talking.
It's a stealth operation. I got you covered.
I'd be into this game getting kind of a re... You know, freshening. If it can feel fresh again. Because the... Man, 3 was amazing.
Taking out a high-value target?
It was like a whole new kind of way to play a shooter. It was such a... Felt so innovative and awesome. And then 4 was more of it. And then Primal was kind of not great. And then 5 was fine.
You want to blow shit up?
But it's all just sort of been the same.
At your service.
So if this game can make that stuff feel fresh again... I'd be interested in playing.
Yeah, we're at the point where they need to innovate on it again.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine to iterate when you find a formula that works, but you can only do that for so long. And they've done it for 4 major games right now, and I think like 3 minor ones if you consider the offshoots.
All right. Oh my gosh, do you have an attack chicken? Okay, there's the innovation.
Yeah, but the last one you had an attack bear named Cheeseburger.
That's right. Never mind that. Crazy backpack,
he was a bear with diabetes, Scott. Like, it was...
Like, if they went more full, like, what's the games? There's 4 of them. Just Cause. Yeah, they gave me a little more of a Just Cause vibe, which it kind of is giving me right now. I might be more interested.
So do I
also like Cuban music. I'm a fan.
Yeah.
Bullet chicken.
Something Japanese.
Why do you think it's Japanese?
Listen to it.
That's a video game stereotype.
You're right. Oh, it's ranch monster slime rancher. I own this on PC.
Have you played it?
I have. It's good.
I've heard it's a very relaxing experience.
It is. It's super chill.
Is that true?
Super chill. And the mechanics, like you see here, just sucking up stuff. There's something that's just fun about cleaning crap out and putting them in a cage. It's a little like why I like that pressure washer simulator. Or power washer, or whatever it is. Because you're just, it's like you're just getting shit done. I don't know. It's hard to explain.
I'm going to get to report on some of that. I had a listener gift me a copy of House Flipper.
Oh, so you know what?
Play you that before.
You totally
core.
Should. Because I've played a bunch of that, and we'll compare, because I like that game. I wonder what you'll think of it. Play. Make sure you play it for a bit, because you get better tools as you go, and at first it'll seem like you're kind of underpowered, but it's you get stuff right away. You start unlocking things, and it's great. It's got XP, and it's good. It's
boom,
a good game.
Punch! Welcome back to Shreddageddon. Here's a new trick. Let's go!
Did he say Shreddageddon?
He said Shreddageddon.
That makes me want to commit murder. So, I hope they're cool with the inspiration of murder committing that they've just created.
That I do like snowboarding.
I love
in
a
games.
Snowboard game, big time. Me too. I'm
so,
like, to me, it's like golf.
Not opposed.
You give me golf, you give me snowboarding. I'm into both of your ideas. In fact, put them together: golfing and snowboarding. Somehow, let's get it up.
Funny thing is, I hate snowboarding in real life.
Oh, same. I can't do it. I don't like it.
I much prefer skiing, but I don't want to play a skiing game, and I do want to play a snowboarding game.
And I feel the same way about golf. I don't want to play in real life. It's expensive, and I don't like it.
I will play golf in real life. I'm not good at it, but I will do it.
I mean, I'll do it if I have to do it, but I'm not like actively looking forward to it or planning it or any of that. Whereas this, same thing. I just give me a fake board and fake snow, and I'm good.
Chat wants to know, as somebody who lives in Arizona, when would I snowboard? Northern Arizona is well known for getting lots of snow.
Oh yeah, famous for their resorts. You guys have great snow up there.
Yep.
People always do this with me in Utah. Aren't you guys in the desert? I'm like, no.
Okay, this is good.
I mean, yes, but no. I mean, we get all the seasons. We have, hell, our license plates say greatest snow on earth. It's kind of a cocky statement, but there it is. All right, Shredders. You play the bad guy in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Tonight we dine turtle soup.
Turtle soup. Mudfish? Okay, this is Japanese.
What makes you say that, Scott?
This singing in old language that isn't mine. What is this thing? Look at this. This is great looking. What are we doing?
This looks insane, and in a way that I appreciate.
Yeah,
he's armed with a hair dryer? That looks great. Look at this lady.
Yeah, soup ladle. Robots. It's kind of... It almost looks like a, something Metal Gear guy would do.
This looks like what I want Fallout to be.
Atomic Heart. Explore the world of
that
Atomic
looks-
Heart.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I have no idea what it is. I can't guarantee it'll be good, but that looks genuinely interesting to me.
I'll play it.
And everybody's saying it's Russian.
Oh. Oh, was it Russian? I couldn't tell. We have it kind of turned down a little. All right, what do we got here? This is like junior high for me. Oh. What's that name of that thing? Jeff Flake? No. Alan
Jeff
Wake?
Flake.
Alan Wake. I don't think. Not your former senator, Jeff Flake.
I was going to say, the senator?
Is this pixels? Oh, this looks rad. What are we looking at here? To be a promise. Whoa. I love the look of this.
It looks like a Moody Walk to the Right thing, but not all the way up its own ass like
yeah.
the other one.
Yeah. That's beautiful. What a weird hybrid.
I like the way these pixels are animated, yeah. Scott. They are animated in a way that I really like.
100% into this. Cyberpunky, futury, Blade Runner-y shit. Look at this.
This looks like Castlevania if it, like, continued to just go down the Symphony of the Night path and then went all full, like, cyberpunk. That looks cool.
That's coming day one on Game Pass. I will play the shit out of that.
Why'd they save all the cool stuff for so late in the show? This has been a...
I don't know.
It's been a real weirdly paced thing.
In the first,
well, now we're to the little tiny people.
Yeah, I want this. I want to try this. I was hesitant to do anything in early access, but I do want to see what this turns out to be. Fighting. Plus, I really like Obsidian, so
the bond.
They've never strayed me. Led me astray is the word I'm looking for.
Now, to celebrate, we present the Shroom and Doom update. It gives
Shroom and Doom
what they've been asking for.
Let's see what they did.
Like sitting. No, seriously, a lot of people want to sit. Pets for when you get sick of your human companions.
He just air petted him.
Mushrooms. Yeah. But not guys, we're gonna get high AF in this patch. That
literally no one. You ever was done shrooms? For. No. Well.
The brood mother.
Ooh, I don't like spiders.
She's so terrifying.
Ooh, gosh dang.
You should probably turn on arachnophobia mode.
Oh yeah, I forgot that.
Even her blob scares the sh out of us.
I love it. Yeah, that's a real thing. Do you know that?
Arachnophobia
mode? Yeah. It's awesome.
I turned it on to try it when I was playing this game.
Oh, that's right. I can't remember who I talked to about that. I think it was you.
Because Bo said he couldn't do it. He needed the arachnophobia mode.
Nice.
So it's still in early access, I guess. Oh, everyone's got to get a little piece of the Among Us. How much Among Us have you played?
None. I've never played it. I've seen it be played, but I've never played it.
It's kind of awesome. I struggle with the art. Not the design of those characters. I think they're great. Little stubby dude with a screen and two legs, whatever. That's great. More of that. But the rest of it is a high school game project. And I wish it didn't look so shitty. And I'm picky about it, I admit.
In a more legitimate way than your dragon beef.
Correct. Ooh, the Iridian Chronicle. It's Japanese business here.
Are you just going to call every game a Japanese game?
I mean, look, it's like very anime. It's, you know... Someone's going to go, You just tell.
Nobody is going to go, I bet we go through this entire trailer and nobody goes,
Someone's going to go, Canada! Oh, there we go.
Right. Canada.
Some pixelated business with some 2.5D environments.
Sonic legs.
Sonic legs. This is interesting looking. You know I like turn-based battles, so I'm in. I'll play this. I'm sure the story will be something I hate, though.
Why?
Canada.
Are you saying you didn't like the story of Akira?
I liked Akira, but Akira is also freaking weird. Dude, that's a cool look with the water and stuff. All right. I'd consider that. I have a while to wait for it, though, it looks like.
You should just play more Final Fantasy XIV.
I'm not going to go to your poll, Twitch.
You have shown an aptitude for applying lethal solutions to conflicted situations.
More cyber futury punk stuff.
We wish to test your abilities.
Why is it doing that? That's really annoying. Oh,
I like
is it part of the trailer?
I don't know.
It might be. Oh, the Ascent. That looks cool. Have we seen that before? Yeah. Somewhere. All right, what do we got here?
Oh, the Great Wall of China. I bet this is a Japanese game. Those who made it have
never been forgotten. This looks cool. What do we got here? Their daring choices echo across this is video. Time, turning land into kingdoms and mortals
into legends. If history was in your hands...
People only live to the age 22 on average.
What would you build?
Oh, it's Age of Empires 4.
Age of Empires? Hey!
Which I'm into.
Look at those walls, Scott. Look at those walls!
I know. I would turtle up immediately. It's how I play. But all this stuff? What even is this? This right here? I don't know
you
what that is.
Don't need it.
Nope. You just Useless. Build your city, you build up walls, and you make a home for yourself. What would you be remembered for?
Building walls. But in, like, a not American way.
Yeah. So here come the Japanese. Now it's a Japanese game. Oh, I do. I have so many fond memories.
Oh, they broke the walls.
Yeah, did you see that? That looked good. Is there a...
We need the more of those units.
I used to love those guys. Age of Empires 4. Fidelity edition. That looked really good. That looks nice. That's coming to pass.
Well, hey, every time we see Game Pass, it's like, well, I'm going to get that game. I'm going to get that game.
It appears.
Makes you feel good.
You're right. So many of these are console exclusive.
We begin by hearing an old, wise sounding voice.
It's very quiet. Let me turn it up.
And we see a quiet, peaceful setting. This will make our game seem big and important. Now, something must break the serenity.
Oh.
Will this creature be in the game? No. Say goodbye to it forever. Suddenly, and for no reason, people running. These pointless slow-motion
shots. This is a pretty accurate breakdown of the E3 trailers.
And should bolster pre-sale numbers. That wah sound can mean only one thing. We must gaze over an epic shot of a world. And there should be lens flares.
This is great.
Now we see our hero. But only their silhouette, because the developers haven't finished the design. Or finished the story. Or finished any gameplay that's actually ready to show. In fact, the only thing they have finished is the title.
Oh! We get a new Outer Worlds?
Pretty bold of them to let them make fun of the Starfield trailer right in the same presentation where it was unveiled.
No kidding. Dude, I loved that game.
Outer Worlds 2. Great.
I played the shit out. I beat that. We talked about that. I loved that game. Oh, that makes me super jazzed. I didn't know that was coming. No, it means PC also. A glitched pixel. It just means consoles. It's only going to ever go to Xbox on consoles. But it's on PC. Any of these console exclusives, PC also. That's just the rule. Oh, Flight Simulator, I'll bet you.
Yeah, but now with hippos. Did you see the hippos?
Oh, shit. There were hippos?
And elephants. And a rhino.
This is actual gameplay.
It's, you know what? It's what we demanded in our flight sims. Wildlife.
Yeah, but that's what we need more of. The animals. Give animals. I gotta admit, that game's gorgeous, but it's also like 300 gigabytes or something.
Yeah.
If I liked... Do they have a mode where I can just kind of controller arcade around the world? Do I have to be super flighty, like with all the simulation stuff?
I don't know. I haven't played it. It was 300 gigabytes. I don't have time for that.
They'll let me do that. I would install this just for doing that. I don't need to feel like I know what all the switches and bearings do and all that. Just let me fly. Yeah. That's really pretty. Welcome to Earth.
It's the original title they were going to give the game, and then they were like, well, what if we just called it Flight Simulator?
Yeah. They cut it in half? Oh, that's true. I did hear. Okay, so that's coming to the Xbox. It's been on PC already. It's already there. It still is there. Whoa, Top Gun. That's what this music is.
It really is.
Oh, I guess they're probably just going to put the Top Gun jets in Flight Simulator. That's what this is.
But they're also going to put in Johnny Depp and Pirates of the Caribbean.
Why is that a thing? Top Gun Maverick? What are you going to do? Just be the plane? Are you going to do flybys or watch your friend Goose die in the water? Like, what are you going to do? Lame. Okay, what do we got here? This is in-engine. Ooh. This is nice.
Somebody needs to trim their palm trees, that's for sure.
This looks very nice. This is in-engine? Jeez. I mean, we've come a long way, but... Oh, Forza, I bet.
Oh, it's a racing game, that's why. That's...
If it's Horizon 5, sign me up, because Horizon 4 is awesome. But if it's a straight Forza game, those don't interest me at all.
I Horizon's still have not played any of the newer Forza games, but I would like to because I have access to them.
You should install Horizon 4, and you'll be blown away. It's so fun. It's the closest you'll probably get to Burnout Paradise again. Tell me what you want right now. The sim ones are fine for people who are car fetishists, like just want to put their wiener in a gas tank or whatever, but it's not for me.
That's what all car people do want to do.
That's what they want.
A boob!
That has come up
like
eight...
Show us your haboobs.
That's come up like 8 times now since we last talked about haboobs. In other
that
things.
Is 100% what it's like to drive in one, too. I'll just share that for anybody here.
Was Ford getting a boner over this with their new Bronco getting shown? Horizon 5! You can get it! So, no, those that are legit, good. John. The Horizon games are made for you and me, not for the... You know,
Hello.
The regular Forza
I'm
people
Mike
are,
Brown,
are a weird
creative
breed.
Director at Playground Games, and I can't wait to show you what we've been working on. Horizon is known for fun, freedom, and beauty. This year,
Aloy.
The Horizon Festival arrives in beautiful
Aloy, coming to Horizon
Mexico.
05.
This is the largest and most diverse open world ever in a Forza Horizon game. And there is no better car to explore.
Yeah, Bumbat
than
says
the
it right. These
AMG
games are a perfect
Project
blend of arcade and sim.
Edition.
I agree. They're really.
I mean,
fun.
That's what I
with
need.
Ray tracing in Forza Vista, thanks to the power
and
that,
and
of the
is
Xbox
a gorgeous
Series
game.
Console.
I'm surprised how pretty this looks, though.
I've invited along some of the team to help give you a taste of some of the amazing content that's waiting for you in Forza Horizon 5. Please welcome Bill, Maddie, Sierra, and Don from the Forza team.
Bill.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, everyone.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
And we also have Abraham with us as well. He's one of the talented actors who will be appearing in the game.
Bienvenidos a México. I can't wait to show you what we've been working on.
We begin in the rainforest on an expedition. This
that's,
is
that's
a new
awesome,
campaign
dude.
Mode
You're
in
cool.
which you set out on an adventurous journey across Mexico to explore new locations and discover places
oh,
for
man,
the festival
these environments
to expand.
Are crazy.
I'm on the river now. We're getting close.
This looks good.
There you are.
How's your man, why am I not playing the Forza Horizon games? I say that every time I watch it. I'm
Doesn't
just like, this looks like a fun
this.
Place to
it
drive
is.
Around.
You should get into 4 right now and you should play it.
I
download
can see some ruins
it.
Up ahead.
You got Game Pass.
Bienvenida, Alps Mal.
All right, you download Yakuza, I'll download it.
All right, fair deal.
This city is still a jewel of
like
Mayan architecture.
Like either of us have to really work for it. It's like, okay, well, I guess I'll do that.
But Forza Horizon has always been a game that's best enjoyed with others. Let's go and see what some of our other players are up to. The Xbox Series consoles allow us to capture every last detail.
The Series consoles, interesting.
Needles on these Choya cactus. The scene looks real, but there are no tricks. This is in-game. Maddie is behind the wheel of the AMG Project One Forza Edition in Mexico.
Yeah, see, this is a game you can actually drift in.
The perfect place.
Unlike Forza, the straight Forza games, I never felt like I could really do any fun car stuff.
The next generation of our Horizon Live servers. Everyone else we see here are real players.
This is beautiful.
And it looks like Maddie has been joined by some other members of the Forza team.
It's a little light on destruction, which I wish it was more of that, but
let's
that's kind
Maddie
of what the deals you make with the car
the
makers. They don't like
Don.
You to blow their cars up.
Don.
Yeah.
You can
if you
get
want real
up.
Cars, you don't get to destroy
them. Yeah. You can bang them up a bit, but you just clean them at a place
honest,
or whatever.
Authentic and filled with love. Speaking of, hold up, Don.
Oh, hey, what's up?
This is a mural by Mexican artist Farid Rueda. Just one of the many beautiful, faithful pieces of Mexico you'll find all over Forza Horizon 5.
Ooh, can I get diarrhea in Tijuana? That's
yes, but they're not going to put it in the E3 press conference, Scott.
While Don drives down to the beach, we'll jump over to the Gran Caldera volcano. Check out this geology
no, they probably
detail,
wouldn't.
Implemented with precision accuracy
probably wouldn't.
Using photogrammetry data captured on location atop an active Mexican volcano.
He said photogrammetry,
recreated
and
at
I believe it
detail.
To be a real word,
yeah,
but I'm still going to question
off-road
it.
Buggy. The volcano Sierra and friends are exploring is the highest.
Yes,
yeah,
so you get to ride this kind
of
stuff
a
lot.
Game.
Like, off-road, you know, it's not just your straight street race
we can
stuff.
See for miles in every direction. In the distance, we can just about
oh
make out
Lord,
Guanajuato. Let's take a closer look. Guanajuato is one of the most beautiful cities anywhere in the world.
Gotta say,
it's a
man.
Colorful, undulating
didn't
city.
Didn't expect to come away as
vibrant architecture.
I mean, racing games traditionally are always like, hey, that's your showcase for your hot new hardware.
Turning, overlapping streets. I mean, as well as looking good, it
that's kind of what this
too,
is.
As we see here, yeah. As Don is challenged in Horizon's open world battle royale.
I got distracted because he described the city as undulating.
While Don tries to win that
and
race, the rest of our players are still out exploring.
You began to undulate your own self,
world.
And then
I've only
the
ever heard
the Horizon
undulating used to describe like fleshy masses boiling out of.
Rig,
like
we captured 24 hour
stuff and
real Mexican
like tentacles and stuff
yeah.
Like it's
yeah undulated
none of it was like hey
consoles.
This is city's
these
great it undulates
skies result in
yeah, that's a good point.
Lighting that dynamically changes every
this is
frame.
Really I have to say this
like
looks really
there.
Impressive this is one of those trailer or the kind of things
here's
that back
again.
In the day someone would call
she's
bullshit saying it wasn't pre-rendered
members of the team.
Yeah, I mean, this looks like the trailer where it's like, hey guys, we're announcing a new video game console. Here's our racing game that really pushes it to show off how good it is.
And by the way, base 60 frames, it says on this press release I'm reading.
Here we
that's not
going to
go any lower than 60. That's
insane. As the sunlight dapples through the dense rainforest. A Horizon arcade minigame is about to start. Forza Link knows that Bill loves minigames. So intelligently
great.
Bill loves them.
Bill
he really does.
We call him Minigame Bill
yeah.
back at the office.
With yeah. Sometimes just Mini for sure.
Starting soon,
where's Mini? Oh, he's taking a shit.
This minigame is called Piñata Pop. Signals
oh, great. Let's take some Mexican tradition.
Ooh, over this way.
Look, we want you to know that we're rendering Mexico in a beautiful, loving fashion. We're taking great care to show proper respect. So here's a game where you drive over a bunch of piñatas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe later you'll put a sombrero on your car. I don't know.
Sweet.
While the team grab those last few piñatas, we're going over to the stadium because I have one
does
more thing
a
to show
on his
you.
Shirt?
If it's a bullfight, okay.
No, if it's bowling.
I guess it's bowling.
Yeah,
that's
bowling.
A little better.
That's a little better. If this, yeah, if there were bulls, I'd be concerned.
Game modes and gameplay experiences. You customize.
Whoa, this is like a
right down
like
to
a
the fundamental
Trackmania
rules of the game.
Competitor suddenly. Oh my lord. I'm all for this kind of stupid. I love that kind of stuff.
Forza Horizon 5 is the largest, most fun, and most beautiful open world we've ever built.
The car stopped funny.
And it will truly be an astounding showcase for the Xbox Series consoles
that car
when it comes to Xbox Game Pass
really
this
nice.
November 9th. Thank you so much. I'll see you all in Mexico later this year.
That car looks like whoever designed it was like, I want to make a car that is both a shark and a transformer
Team
and
Xbox
a car.
Is on a mission to bring the joined community of gaming to everyone on the planet. That's why
Phil
you,
Spencer.
The gamer, are at the center of everything we do. Today, we showed you 30
I don't know why
games.
The video sync is off. It's not me, it's
them. 27
of them
will be available on Xbox Game Pass. Now, through the end of the year, you can look forward to back-to-back monthly releases landing
oh,
day one.
Oh, Dark Alliance is coming out on Game Pass?
Yeah, day one.
Five new titles.
I'm playing the shit out of that. I'm counting on that.
As well as highly anticipated games like Back 4
also
Blood.
Also, the gunk. They showed that up in the screen. They didn't show anything here today, but
and
remember the gunk?
And as we look ahead to next year, I'm inspired
the
by the creativity of Bethesda and Xbox Game Studios. We showed you the highly anticipated RPG Starfield.
No, you didn't.
Coming exclusively to Xbox.
No, you didn't.
But we also have some of the industry's best RPGs.
You showed us a pre-rendered intro thing. It's not the game. Oh.
The Elder Scrolls Online. Fallout 76.
Those are cool dragons.
The Outer Worlds 2.
No, that was the same friggin' Rose on the Titanic dragon. It was not good.
Stunning multiplayer
so hold on,
for the world's most
wait,
beloved
this?
Shooter
oh.
in Halo, Halo Infinite. Adding to the roster of iconic
that's still this
Xbox
fall, right?
shooters alongside Wolfenstein,
I think so.
Gears of War.
You know how
Perfect
excited
Dark,
I am for a game I don't even
Duke.
Have to save $59
we
for?
Premiered the most epic open world
or $79 for? I don't have to
Horizon
save any money for that, John. It'll just be
you
there.
A vibrant and authentic
yep,
depiction
it'll be there.
Of Mexico.
You'll just have it.
And this shit here that I got all googly about and just about pooped myself with this cars
While
and business, that's
10,
all just going to be there.
Hard at work on the next Forza Motorsport.
I'm sorry,
yeah,
but I think it's
going
to
get it.
It's a really hard value to argue with. It's so
to advancing
crazy.
The medium we all love. Xbox has been here for 20 years, and that's because of you. Our team strives
hey, he wears
to make Xbox a place
Watch,
where you'll
no,
find the
Watch?
Greatest games, the most dedicated developers,
a Phil Spencer
and the most
Watch.
Passionate
it's his own
community.
Make.
It's
together,
the Spencer
to know
original.
Where he needs to be.
Make Xbox the best place to play. Before I go, there's one more thing.
Uh-oh. He stole that from
Take
Apple.
Take a look at this brand new, original game from the Arkane team at Bethesda, the studio that created Prey and Dishonored. Arkane created something new for them, an open-world immersive shooter that you can play alone or with your friends. And like Starfield, this game will be an Xbox exclusive.
Let's take a look at what you got there, buddy.
Exclusive.
Exclusive.
I don't believe it's exclusive until someone with a deep voice tells me it's exclusive.
Yeah, that used to be. Microsoft did that, and they stopped doing it. Exclusive. What is this?
Exclusive.
Look at this robot.
Arkane's,
man, this robot sucks.
It's
this
awesome.
This robot's trying to get my sympathy, and I don't like
I him. I like him.
Hey, Dove. Anything else?
There's a dragon. Arkane can do no wrong for me. Everything I've ever played them from them has been stupendous.
Come on, make yourself useful.
So, whatever we got here,
well,
I'm just
if
in.
This is a class-based thing, I think we all know I'm playing whatever class this guy is.
Yep.
He's got a raven, and he's got a sniper rifle, and he's got a hood, and he's broody.
Yeah, and he shares his candy bars with his friends.
That's your cue, mate!
Stealthy bullshit.
Oh, and he stealths. Yep. Yeah. Hey.
You know what this reminds me of?
I got my character slash class decided. It's all taken care of for me.
I'm going to be the robot.
Okay, you be the robot.
Yeah, I'll be this little duck robot looking thing.
Hey, asshole.
What is this? This isn't the one they're doing for Sony. To start.
It's got vampires in it, Scott.
Holy shit. Not just vampire, but like a crew long arm.
How do we always get into this shit?
They can say shit, but they won't write it.
No. It's everybody knows cuss words are more powerful if you write
them. We are witnessing clear signs of cult activity as the locals and
Well, don't chop out on me.
Hey!
Hey, he's British. Get him.
Really hope get him, he's British.
Everybody, fall back! People need to know what happened.
I mean, I'm still wondering what happened here. We're treating vampires, robots, and, like, people shooting at you as pretty normal. This lady's got a portable TARDIS. Like, what's
going
on?
Yeah, what is going on? Whoa.
Ice cannon.
Badass.
Where's the other
one? I want to be that guy.
Where'd it go?
Ooh. Ooh, the long arm of the vampire law. Okay, I actually like vampires like this. I normally don't like them. Look at these things.
No, that's a cool looking vampire. Well, it was.
Yeah, like physically altered vampires is way cooler than not.
Jacob, there's something. Thump, thump goes the
rabbit's heart. Sigma.
Oh, shit. Dev's gonna love this one.
Ooh, ooh. It's a planeswalker.
Does look like a planeswalker.
It's that chick on the card. What's her name? She has a name. I don't know her name. She's a famous magic lady.
Don't miss.
Oh, I didn't miss. I hit her in the arm.
Don't touch me.
You son of a bitch.
She got a magical umbrella.
A new one.
Leave up and Andy. Go, go.
Look at that magic bullet reload stuff. That's cool. You can't
blame the Carrot Top.
Prop comedy will come back.
I've got a whole trunk full of things.
I'm surprisingly ripped.
Vampire in this.
It's mostly the steroids.
What does it taste like? Be specific.
Like blood and death.
Okay, the they're sun. Having some fun combo here.
The sun's coming up. Let's keep moving.
I like the robot.
Sure thing, Edgar Allan Bro.
That's a good one.
Their dialogue's so quiet.
Things will ever go back to normal?
She called the broody guy Edgar Allan Bro.
Not if I still have
Edgar Allan Bro?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Oh, it's Goro's younger brother, Slim Jim. Redfall. Okay.
That looks neat, too.
Yeah, I'm in.
I am surprisingly into that.
I'm surprisingly, I'm impressed with everything today. I think they've done a good job. I think Microsoft's presentation so far is pretty solid. Games focused.
Yeah, I usually like their presentation because they tend to drop a lot of the floof.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the, let's bring somebody out to talk about what a hard year it's been. They still did a little bit of it.
A little bit, like, but not as bad.
Not everybody is coming out going, what do you think? You know, it was a tough year for everybody, and we gotta just, here's video games. Like, I thought it was pretty decent. I will say I was a little disappointed in Starfield. I kind of expected to know more about what that game is rather than just, here's a look at it. And to me, it is not so visually impressive that the teaser alone was enough to get me excited. Like, I need to know more about what that game is.
Yeah,
so
same.
I would say that was probably a big letdown. But otherwise, you know, yeah, pretty decent show. Not into necessarily everything, but a good showcase of lot of different types of games.
They didn't give us a release date for Starfield, right? They just...
They did. 11/11/22.
Oh, yeah, they did. See, I would have thought there'd be more to show than just a fake little, you know, ooh, it's space.
But, I mean, like, that's the other thing. We don't even know that it's space. They don't go into space
in
the trailer.
Yeah, I guess we don't really know.
Literally nothing I could glean from that trailer. I think they're shooting because there was a helmet with a bullet hole in it saying do not use, but who knows?
Yeah, you're right. All right, well, I'm going to say that was a pretty successful presentation. Let's see how... who's up next? I forgot.
Next is Square Enix at 2-something, I believe.
Yeah, I got to figure out the time because that means there's probably a break here, which is probably...
It's 2:15... Or, I'm sorry. Square Enix is at 12:15 my time. which would be 1:15 your time. So we have a little bit of a break.
All right, we're going to go do that, everybody, and we'll be back with more.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.